I'm Russ White for Greening of the Great Lakes. Governor Snyder has proclaimed Friday, May 5th as Casual Commute Day in Michigan.
Casual Commute Day is always the first Friday in May, and it is a day to educate the public about how their transportation choices affect the air that we breathe. And so we challenge different communities across the state to go car-free for the day, essentially, or to use clean transportation modes. So for example, carpooling, biking, walking, or taking the bus are all cleaner modes of transportation than just driving yourself around to work every day.
That's Lansing's Clean Commute Options Coordinator, Chloe White. And what exactly is clean commuting?
Clean commuting is just using any form of transportation that emits less per person pollution than driving yourself in your car. So once you put two people into a car to carpool together, that takes one car off the road, and that's one less car worth of emissions. So it's cleaner than just driving alone. Biking and walking don't emit any pollution, so they're really the cleanest forms of transportation. And buses are able to transport, you know, 20, 30, 40 different people, depending upon the size. And so that's that many cars taken off the road.
White says it's important for all of us to consider cleaner commuting options all year long.
So it's important to clean commute all year round. Transportation does emit pollution, and this has effect on public health and the environment. But specifically, we focus on ozone pollution, which is created when the compounds that are found in engine exhaust react in the presence of heat and sunlight. Now, in Michigan, we really only get those conditions in the summer, spring and summer months, when we actually have nice weather and the sun decides to come out. So that's really the period of time when it's important to be using clean transportation, because this ozone pollution really affects people's ability to be outside. If you have asthma or other respiratory conditions, if you're a young child, you're elderly, or you're just an active adult who spends a lot of time outside exercising or working, once ozone pollution reaches a certain level, you might start experiencing trouble breathing, coughing, wheezing, and it's really not good for you to be outside in those conditions. And no one wants to spend their summer in Michigan inside. We want to be outside, up north, on the Great Lakes. So if we can all just make better transportation choices, we can have great summers.
The rideshare offices in Lansing, Grand Rapids, and Southeast Michigan are celebrating Casual Commute Day with a friendly competition, hoping to claim the title of Cleanest Commuting Community.
One way to participate on Casual Commute Day is just to use clean transportation. But we're taking it a step further in the greater Lansing area, and we have a friendly competition with the regions of Grand Rapids and Southeast Michigan to see which region can get the most people to clean commute on Casual Commute Day. So you just head online to our website, casualcommute.org, and you take the pledge. You fill out our form, you register it, you say, I will clean commute on Casual Commute Day. And at the end of the day, we'll see who comes out on top as the cleanest commuting community.
Visiting cleancommute.org will provide you with a plethora of options if you're interested in commuting cleaner.
Just in general, the Clean Commute Options program, we have a lot of services that we can offer the community. We can make it a lot easier for you to use clean transportation on a day-to-day basis. We have an online commute matching website or database. You put in your A to B, and we will get you tons of different options. Carpool routes, carpool partners, bus routes, biking buddies, you name it. We can tell you how much CO2 it'll emit, how much it'll cost you, and how long it'll take you to get there. And that website is cleancommute.rideamigos.com.
White says that if you decide to clean commute on Casual Commute Day on May 5th, you might even win a prize.
There are some added incentives to participating in our competition between Grand Rapids and Southeast Michigan. We've gotten tons of statewide businesses to donate prizes. Tickets to see shows and sporting events, gift cards to various businesses, some swag from some local events and stores. So make sure to head over to the website and click on the community's page that you plan on traveling to on casual commute day, and you'll see all the different prizes that you're automatically eligible for when you register.
For more information on commuting cleaner, visit cleancommute.org. I'm Russ White for Greening of the Great Lakes.